And we're back at the Chapman Gymnasium as we get sent for the boys' game here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus. We'll spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And, Coach, you begin the quest here tonight. What about the Hawks? Are ready for a game?
Well, it's, definitely. This year I feel a lot more ready, and the kids do too. You know, you have 16 practices over the last couple of weeks, and you get your kids into a culture, I think, more in the frame of mind that, hey, it's time to have a game to see where you're at. And you're exactly right. It's exactly where we need to be as far as preparation goes. You know, we didn't get an exhibition game in, so, you know, you can only scrimmage against each other a little bit too much sometimes, and you start to look sloppy. So our kids need a game, and we'll find out what our weaknesses are.
Not have the extended football season like we have had in the past. Has that been a benefit for them?
Well, you know, you can look at it both ways. In the past, we've used it as a positive motivation because our kids, you know, if they're good enough to do that in football, most of the time at a school like ours, we can have the same athletes, and but they've been beat up the last couple of years. And coming in, it really wasn't a benefit to us because we were so beat up. But this year, we're pretty healthy, and, you know, it has been a benefit. Like I said, when we lose out on those early season practices, I really believe the first 2 weeks of the season are really important to set a culture and how you're going to, you know, address things that may come up as weaknesses or strengths throughout the year. And you kind of see some of that in your preseason practices, and you hope you can just build or, you know, on it throughout the season. So, you know, I enjoyed having the 16 practices. I don't know if the kids did.
You guys finished, 19-7 last year. How do we improve on that this year?
Well, you know, we're going to face a very, very challenging schedule. We lost some good seniors, a lot of big kids, a lot of size, and that's something I don't see coming down the pipeline anywhere soon. We're going to be in that 6'2", 6'3", range at the tallest player we have. Last year we didn't finish the way we wanted to at the state tournament. Now, you can say a lot of things about that. Getting to the state tournament is definitely a goal, but the three previous years we were fortunate enough to be in the finals. And this group of seniors and juniors have been through some of the battles in practice with some of those kids that played in those state championship teams. And last year, you know, left a bitter taste in their mouth. So we've got to do a better job in a few areas. And I think one of them was just getting off to a better start. You know, we stumbled out of the blocks last year. And, you know, part of that, you know, you can't fault the kids. But the fact was we just weren't quite ready to play. And, you know, we're going to have a tough enough schedule that, you know, we might play well and get beat. And that's just the way it is. But we're going to be more prepared going into the season.
So I say a tough schedule competing in C1, and you got only six home games this year. That's a big mountain to climb right off the bat.
Yeah, you know, the schedule just worked out the way it was. And, you know, I have as much input on that as everybody else. So, you know, it just worked out that way this year. And, you know, then when you're picking up, we have six Class B schools on the schedule. I looked at the ratings today, and if they mean anything this time of the year, we play 12 rated teams on our schedule throughout the season. So it's very difficult in C1 every year. Even Stu Pospisil this morning mentioned that it was about a loaded class as he's seen it in a long time. And I think the same thing. I just think there's a lot of really good teams that are very even, and it kind of comes down to how you progress throughout the year, and that's our goal.
The biggest change for St. Cecilia this year, no real dominant big man. Is that the biggest change?
Yeah, I think it is. We ran a lot of stuff through Zach Stirrup the last couple of seasons. The season before that, we had some kids that came off the bench that were big. But I also reminded these guys that our tallest starter, you know, when we won it 3 years ago, was 6'2", 6'3". You know, we had some kids that came off the bench that were bigger. But, you know, you can get a lot of things done if your technique's well and your fundamentals are well and things like that. So hopefully, you know, with progress, I think this team's got a really good chance. We've got the best foot speed we've had here in 4 years. So, and that says a lot because there's been a lot of good athletes come through. We're very athletic and we've got great foot speed, so that should be a benefit for us.
Three returning starters back. Number one, Phil Hamburger, injured during the football season. Is he back 100% for this one?
I would have to say he's really close to 100%. He's wearing a knee brace on that MCL, but that's just kind of precautionary to make sure we don't take any risks. They said 2 more weeks and he should be fully. That should be a non-issue and he can get rid of the brace. So, but he's going to start tonight, and he didn't start practice. We gave him an extra full week to you know, just rest and get his knee ready. He started right before Thanksgiving. So his conditioning may be behind the other kids, but they're all going to be kind of that, got to play your way into shape. So, you know, he'll probably, you know, see as many minutes as anybody else.
Matt Kissinger, Mike Cannon, the other two returning starters. Naturally, the team's going to be molded around those three.
Yeah, and they've really shown a lot of leadership. You know, you notice Matt Kissinger in the preseason in football. I really noticed his leadership throughout the whole entire football season. I've seen it in preseason basketball here. Mike Cannon has probably been our most consistent player here in the preseason basketball practices, and I mentioned that to the coaches the other night. He really seems like he's comfortable out there and relaxed and letting the game come to him. So really excited to have those three back.
Three returning starters, but you got a ton of people that saw a lot of playing minutes for you guys last year.
Yeah, if anything about last year that maybe you know, was a benefit for some of these kids was they got thrown to the fire right away in the season. Kids like Kevin Ryan, Tim Skoke started the first game of the season last year, you know, and started at periods throughout the season. So you know, Cesar Tino was a sophomore last year. He's a junior. So you've got those three, and they're going to be ready. And then Simon Ostrander's coming back from an injury where he just really wasn't himself last year because of the knee injury, never ever got a fair chance. So this year he's going to be right off the bench. So, you know, the depth should be as strong as it's been here, and we look to maybe play 11 kids in a ball game.
SCOTUS here tonight. Are we more concerned about what St. Cecilia does in this ball game than your opponents tonight?
Yeah, I think every coach at the beginning of the year, you know, you can look at an old scouting report. Coaches don't change a lot, but the one thing SCOTUS has going for them is they have four returning starters back from the team that we played in the conference tournament last year, and you can never, you know, downplay experience or anything like that, because that experience will pay off for them. It's going to help pay off for us with the kids that we can put on the floor too. So, but your point was to we're going to really focus on the things that we need to take care of. We need to be really good defensively. We've preached that for the last 3 years. I thought maybe at times we relied too much on Zach Stirrup last year, just as big as he was. I mean, he was imposing inside, and we're not going to be imposing inside this year, so we're really going to have to do a good job rebounding the basketball, taking charges, diving for loose balls, winning all the little unstylish points, I should say. And hopefully our kids bought into that in the last 2.5 weeks.
SCOTUS, as we remember a year ago, very competitive team. This should be a good ball game tonight.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have very many broadcasts tonight on our schedule this year where you can look at it and say it's going to be a lopsided game or anything like that. But good ball game. I mean, you got four returning starters for them. I think we've got a wealth of kids that can play in this ball game. So I think all of our games are going to come down to just those simple little mistakes that are made throughout the game.
Can we do some other things, minus a real big man? Can we do some other things with this team this year?
Well, we talked earlier a little bit about foot speed, and I think this team is so athletic and fast. We've got to get to offense faster. Now, a lot of people think we'll probably be throwing it up first pass, and we probably will. That's kind of been our tendency here in practice, is shoot it a little bit too quick. And we've got all the kids on the floor, you know, can really put it on the floor and go to the hole, and they're not really looking for that one guy anymore, and hopefully they work together. And I think that's one thing we're going to be, is up and down the floor a little bit more, and we're going to be more pressure defense in the full court mode. I think you just have to do that at times when you are disadvantaged maybe a little bit at the other end. But we don't play teams that have a real big dominating big man you know, that I know of right away. So we're definitely, you know, still want to push the ball, but we want to play a little faster than we did last year.
Okay, good.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to St. Cecilia Basketball.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. The girls' game in the books here tonight, won by Columbus SCOTUS. Got the final shooting numbers, first of all, for the girls' ball game. We'll get you here before we get into the boys' contest. St. Cecilia ended up shooting 7 out of 21 from the field tonight in their loss, hitting 33% for the ball game tonight. Columbus SCOTUS was 11 out of 28. They hit 39% of their field goals in this contest. As far as the three-pointers were concerned tonight, St. Cecilia just 2 out of 7 from three-point territory for 29%. SCOTUS hit 2 out of 3 for 66%. Turnover is the big story here tonight. St. Cecilia had 23 officially in the ball game tonight compared to 18 for Columbus SCOTUS. Rebounds, the Shamrocks out-rebounded the Hawkins tonight 20 to 13. For the free throw line, St. Cecilia was 9 out of 13 for 69%. Columbus SCOTUS just 7 out of 16 for 44%. St. Cecilia came up with 3 blocked shots in the ball game. SCOTUS had none. Again, Columbus SCOTUS wins it here tonight in girls high school basketball by the score of 33 to 27. So the Hawkettes will move on. They'll play Bishop Newman coming up on Saturday afternoon in Wahoo. We got the boys game coming up in just a couple of minutes here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus SCOTUS getting ready to do battle here tonight. St. Cecilia preseason ranked number 8 in the Lincoln Journal Star in Class C1. The Blue Hawks will have a couple of returning starters back from a season ago. Phil Hamburger, Matt Kissinger, Mike Hannon all back for the Blue Hawks. Of course, Phil was injured at the tail end of the football season for St. Cecilia. And he's just now getting back to about 100%, according to the coach, maybe a 2 weeks away from being fully recovered from the football injury. But St. Cecilia going to be a little bit different here from past years. No dominant big man inside from the Stirrup boys that we have had the past several years. So no dominant inside man for St. Cecilia. Probably going to be a much quicker basketball team as a result of that. SCOTUS, they've got a lot of experience coming back from a team that was very competitive last year. Ryan Anuka is their leading scorer. He's averaging 10.5 points per ball game from a season ago. And then Alex Bolte is their other guy who is returning. That saw a lot of playing time. We understand he was injured in a game on Monday when they had a preseason workout with Bennington. They had a preseason game with Bennington. He was injured in that ball game. And he's been sick the rest of the week, so his availability for tonight is somewhat in question. Bolte averaged 8.5 points per ball game a season ago. He's a 6'3" and senior. So he's seeing St. Cecilia, the team that finished 19-7 a year ago under head coach Kevin Asher. Kevin now in his fourth season as a head coach of the Blue Hawks, and he'll see what he can drum up here for this 2011-2012 season as we inch closer to the tip-off here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. We'll take a break and come back and check the starting lineups as we continue with high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, one game in the books here tonight. The St. Cecilia girls losing to Columbus SCOTUS by the score of 33-27 tonight. Only 1 point was scored, and that's a fourth quarter of play between the two teams. And SCOTUS hangs on to beat the Hawkins tonight by 6 points, 33-27. Had the boys' game coming up next. And the Hastings High boys and girls are starting their season tonight. They're on the road playing at Seward. Hastings High girls are facing the defending champs. Boy, how many games has this team won in a row? Seward Blue Jays, they're up over 70, and they'll take on Hastings High in the girls' first game tonight, then the Hastings High boys in the second one. Adams Central will start their season tomorrow as they take on the Holdridge Dusters at the Patriot Gym. That'll be a 6 o'clock start for the girls and 7:45 for the guys. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show tomorrow night at about 5:45. So we're set to go here, Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus SCOTUS in boys high school basketball. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Columbus SCOTUS will go with the starting lineup. It looks like this. It'll be Derek Lam, a 6'1" junior. Also, Josh Spenner, a 6-foot senior. Grant Lam is a 6'1" freshman, going to get his first start here tonight. Then Ryan Anuka is a 6-foot senior, and Eric Alexander, a 6'1" senior. The head coach for Columbus SCOTUS is Jeff Onuka. Hastings St. Cecilia and their head coach Kevin Asher, now in his fourth season here for the Blue Hawks. Mike Hannon will get a start. Hannon, a 6'2" senior. He averaged 5.8 points per ball game for the Blue Hawks a year ago. Matt Kissinger, a 6'1" senior. Kissinger averaged 9.2 points per ball game a season ago for the Blue Hawks. The other starters will be Tim Skoke, a 6'3" senior. Also, Cesar Tino, a 5'11" junior. And then Phil Hamburger will get a start. Hamburger averaged 10 points and 5 rebounds per game a season ago and 3.2 assists per ball game for the Blue Hawks, who accumulated a record of 19 wins and 7 losses one season ago. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. St. Cecilia going to be dressed in their home-standing whites here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Columbus SCOTUS is going to be in their green and their gold, green uniforms with their gold trim. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our left here in the first half of play, and the boys' season is just about ready to get underway here between Hastings St. Cecilia and SCOTUS. Blue Hawks are preseason ranked number 8, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. Into the center circle will be Spenner. For Columbus SCOTUS, go for St. Cecilia. The ball is controlled by St. Cecilia and right down the floor, and they score. Matt Kissinger. Tim Skoke knocks it right to Matt Kissinger, and he takes it the length of the floor and scores, and bam, just like that, 12 seconds into this ball game, St. Cecilia's got the lead. There's a pass deflected out of bounds by Kissinger down underneath the basket. So St. Cecilia, boy, they don't have that dominant big man we have seen the past several years with the Stirrup boys. They're going to be a much smaller team here. It doesn't look like St. Cecilia out there, but this is going to be our version for the 2011-2012 season. The Hawks will play a man-to-man defense here, and they'll be tough defensively. They've looked good in the preseason workouts. Here's SCOTUS. They come to the near sideline. They nearly lost the ball out of bounds, but it's going to be picked up by St. Cecilia. Hamburger, long pass down the floor. The Kissinger shot no good. Tip try by Skoke is up there and in. And just like that, Columbus SCOTUS wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia with 2 quick breakaway layups here. And we're less than a minute into the ball game, and Columbus SCOTUS wants to burn one of their first timeouts here in the contest. 7 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 4, SCOTUS nothing.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings St. Cecilia with a quick lead here. 4-0 is the score. SCOTUS comes back in their offensive zone. That's Ryan Anuka with the ball. Comes over here to Spenner. Spenner now down the right baseline to a Grant Lamb. Lamb comes out between the circles now to Ryan Onuka. He was the leading scorer from a season ago. Here's a three-pointer put up there and in. That's going to be Derek Lamb. That's a first field goal for SCOTUS, and here's a pass that's going to be up and in. Tim Skoke scores his second field goal. Saint Cecilia getting the dribble penetration down the lane. Tim Skoke lays her in. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 6-3 is the score now. Blue Hawks have the lead. Saint Cecilia playing that pressure defense out here. Here's the ball nearly lost into the backcourt by Lamb, but it's picked up here by Josh Spenner. Picked up by Hamburger defensively. Hamburger tips the ball away. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. It's going to be Saint Cecilia ball. Knocked away from Josh Spenner over here. That's going to be a turnover on Columbus. Go to St. Cecilia. We'll play things in here on the near sideline. Bill Hamburger getting a start here for St. Cecilia. He's got that brace on that left knee. That's a football injury, but Hamburger close to 100% here as they start the basketball season. Matt Kissinger holds a free throw line extended right side for St. Cecilia. Comes over here to Cesar Tino for three. Shot is up there at top of the mark. No good. Rebound Hamburger. Follow shot. Good. So Hamburger scores, and St. Cecilia is out to an 8-3 lead here over Columbus SCOTUS. Blue Hawks had 16 practices to get ready for this season opener. That's different from years past when St. Cecilia had the extended football season. Driving down the lane is going to be a Nuka. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Ball being battered around. After the missed shot, it's loose down here in the baseline. It's picked up by SCOTUS. Here's a shot taken by Spenner from 10. It's up and in. Josh Spenner scores there for Columbus SCOTUS. That's his first field goal at the other end. Just like that, Matt Kissinger scores. So he gets it right back. Kissinger with a couple of field goals and 4 points. The Blue Hawks already with 10 points on the board here. We have not yet played 3 minutes here in the ballgame. 10-5. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds. Matt Kissinger all over the place here in the first couple of minutes of this ballgame. He deflects that ball out of bounds to the far sideline. 10-5, Hastings St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead over Columbus SCOTUS. Shamrocks will play things in. That's going to be Josh Spenner sends it down the far side, and it's tipped out of bounds again by the Blue Hawks. Tim Skoke over there for St. Cecilia as they're trying to get it to Ryan Anuka. Now Spenner will play things in again with Cesar Tino staring him down over there right in front of the St. Cecilia student body section. 5:25 to play in the first quarter. 10-5, Blue Hawks have the lead. There's Grant Lamb with the ball. Comes out here into three-point territory to Josh Spenner. Spenner comes across the top now to Derek Lamb. Lamb bombs it out here in the three-point territory to Grant. So a couple of Lambs out there for Columbus SCOTUS. Here's a jumper from the left side. It's up there. No good by Spenner. Rebound is loose in the lane. It's going to be picked up by St. Cecilia. Hamburger with the ball. Dribbles behind his back. Goes over on the right side. Now to Matt Kissinger. Dribble penetration in the lane. He throws up an off-balance shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Alexander for Columbus SCOTUS. Shamrocks come back the other way. Anuka in the lane. Ten-footer is up there. No good. Rebounded there by Tim Skoke of St. Cecilia. Gives it away now to Hamburger into the forecourt to Cesar Tino. Tino hops between a couple of defenders. Down in the corner of the ball. Swatted away from Hannon out of bounds. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia. Lance Schmidt. Also coming in will be Simon Ostrander. So Ostrander in the ball game, he was really hobbled by injuries a season ago. And Ostrander, he's back to 100% now for head coach Kevin Asher. Simon will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. It comes down the near sideline. The ball is lost out of bounds here by Mike Hannon. Great job defensively by Ryan Onukas putting some pressure on Hannon over here right in front of the Columbus SCOTUS bench. St. Cecilia loses the ball out of bounds. The first turnover on St. Cecilia here in this first quarter of play. 10-5 is the score. The Blue Hawks out on top of the Shamrocks here tonight. Opening ball game of the season here tonight for both teams. There's a Spenner with the ball. Spenner out to Alexander. Alexander comes over here to Onuka. They work it back around the three-point circle. That's Lamb with the ball. Now to Spenner. Shot from the elbow. Was up there. No good. Rebound Lamb. Polish shot. Good. Derek Lamb scores there. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. He averaged 6.5 a season ago. Here's Cesar Tino with the ball. Angling toward the basket. Nice pass down low. And a shot by Lance Schmidt is up and in. Kevin Asher really likes Lance Schmidt. He has had some good preseason workouts, and he gets some early playing time here and hits a field goal. 12-7 is the score. 5-point lead for Hastings St. Cecilia here. There's Ryan Onuka with the ball. Onuka comes out here to Josh Spenner. Has the ball lost out of his hands. Simon Ostrander right in his face defensively. St. Cecilia doing a great job on defense here to begin this ball game, getting a lot of deflections. And, boy, putting a lot of pressure on the ball here tonight. 12-7 is the score. Here's Cesar Tino down the left side of the lane. Out in the corner, Simon Ostrander back out on top. Philip Hamburger drives it down the lane. Jump pass down in the corner to Cesar for three. Shot good. Cesar Tino hits a three ball. St. Cecilia's already had five guys score in this ballgame. Blue Hawks out to a 15-7 lead over Columbus Scotus. Here's Spenner with the ball. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose in the lane. It's picked up by Hamburger. Hamburger, long pass down the floor to Ostrander. Ostrander sends it over here to Hannon. Mishandles the ball left side of the lane. Hannon gets it under control. Down to Hamburger. Down the lane. Shot is up there and in. Bill Hamburger is shooting down the lane. A nice pass there. Hamburger lays it in. And a timeout from Columbus Scotus. The Blue Hawks come out firing here in the season opener. 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play. In the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 17, Columbus Scotus 7.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So, St. Cecilia comes out and hits 8 out of their first 11 shots. And the Blue Hawks are out on top with a score of 17-7 here in the ball game over Columbus Scotus. Five players have scored already for St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger with 4. Tim Skoke with 4. Phil Hamburger with 4. Cesar Tino with 3. Lance Schmidt with 2. Derek Lahm has got 5 points here for Columbus Scotus. 2 points for Josh Spenner. 17-7, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. There comes Scotus back with the ball following their timeout from their head coach and Jeff Onduka trying to find some offense out there tonight to stay with Hastings St. Cecilia here the season opener. Eric Alexander has got the ball. Alexander now to Grant Lahm. That's that freshman guard there for Columbus Scotus. There's a long-range jumper by Derek Lahm, and it's going to be out of bounds. He launches up the shot there. Looked like it was deflected, but the officials say no. They will give the ball to St. Cecilia. So just not a very good jump shot there by Derek Lahm of Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia comes back with a 10-point lead here in the ballgame. Kevin Ryan into the ballgame now for the Blue Hawks. They get it to Simon Ostrander. Now to Ryan for 3. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound Alexander. Gets the ball away. Now to Grant Lahm. Long pass down to Ford to Spenner. He drives his layup. It's up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Lance Schmidt of St. Cecilia. Lance comes on the near sideline to Kevin Ryan. Hustles into the forecourt here for the Blue Hawks. Goes over to Simon Ostrander. Dribble penetration. They work it back outside the ring. Now to Ryan. Works it back around. That's going to be Mike Hannon with the ball. Deep in the corner right side to Schmidt. Brings it out here to the top of the circle. Tim Skoke back into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Now to Hannon for 3. Shot up there. Off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Derek Lahm. Right-handed dribble down the near sideline for Columbus Scotus. Lahm dribbles into the lane. Stops there being pressured. Now has to get rid of it. Does so. Ryan Onduka has got it out here in three-point territory. Down in the corner to Grant Lahm. His shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Skoke goes to Simon Ostrander. Down to Kevin Ryan. Ryan drives to the hole. His shot, no good. He's fouled in the play. Well, the Blue Hawks really get up and down the floor here in this first quarter. Kevin Archer thought they were going to be Kevin Asher thought they were going to be a much quicker team here this year, and so far they have displayed that. They're getting up down the floor here. Kevin Ryan goes to the free throw line. He was fouled in a play there by Josh Spenner. That's the first foul on Spenner. Kevin Ryan to the stripe. His free throw is up there. It's no good. He'll get one more. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Chris Hartford coming out is going to be Lance Schmidt. Coach thought he could go about 11 to 12 players deep here in the ball game, and he's already 9 players deep here in the first quarter. There's the next shot. It's up there and in. For Kevin Ryan, St. Cecilia has built an 11-point lead now in the ball game. 18-7 is the score. 1:34 to play here in the first period from the Chapman Gymnasium. Josh Spenner with the ball. Spenner comes to Nick Preister, who's into the ball game now for Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man. There's a ball that's going to be deflected away. It's picked up by Hartford. They try to jam it inside. It's deflected away. Hartford with a steal there for St. Cecilia. Now to Kissinger. Dribbles left to right across the lane. Back outside to Skoke. His shot for 3 is no good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. They give the ball to St. Cecilia. Last touchdown there by Scotus. End of the ball game now for the Blue Hawks will be Hamburger. Going on is going to be Simon Ostrander. 1:09 to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia out on top by 11. It's 18-7. They play it into Hartford. Hands it away here to Kevin Ryan at the free throw line. Hammers it down low to Skoke, and his shot is up and in. Tim Skoke hits his 3rd field goal of the ball game. He's now got 6 points, and St. Cecilia is out to a 20-7 lead over Columbus Scotus. The Shamrocks come back. Josh Spinner with the ball. Deep wing, left side. Comes out between the circles. Now to Pryster. Returns it back to the left side. We got a foul called. Driving for the hole is Grant Lom of Columbus Scotus, but a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Kevin Ryan. That's going to be his first team foul, number one in the Blue Hawks. Non-shooting situation. Columbus Scotus will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Grant Lom checks out. Derek Lom comes back in there for the Shamrocks. Scotus will inbound the ball from underneath their own hole. Spinner comes way out on top to Pryster. Into the back court. Picked up by Cesar Tino. Now the ball tipped away. Now we got a whistle, and they were out of bounds here on the near side. St. Cecilia again came up with a ball. Stepping on the sideline was Matt Kissinger. 20-7, St. Cecilia by 13 early in the ball game here. 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Ryan Onuka with the ball, and now here's a pass that's going to be deflected, but a foul is going to be called on the Hawks. This one is going Matt Kissinger. That's going to be his first. The first foul in Matt Kissinger, team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. Still a non-shooting situation. Scotus will play things in over the far sideline. Derek Lom will get things in here as he gets the ball back. Lom now lobs it into the lane to Bolte, and the shot is up and in. Alex Bolte scoring there for Columbus Scotus. He was injured again in a preseason game on Monday against Bennington, but he's in there now for Scotus. He was in sick Tuesday and Wednesday. Back in there, did not get to start tonight, but he's in here in the first quarter. This ball club now trailing by 11. Here's a steal in backcourt and then a palming violation by Spinner. Spinner got the steal, took that baby right away from Matt Kissinger, and then he's called for the palming violation. Two turnovers on the Hawks now here in the first quarter, four on Columbus Scotus. 10.5 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here comes Kissinger, center of the floor. Kissinger drives it all the way down the lane. He's pushed from behind, no foul. Ball is loose. Hartford picks it up, his shot no good. Rebounded by Scotus, and a heave down to the other end of the floor by Bolte. That's going to be far short, and that's the end of the first quarter. And a good one at that for Hastings St. Cecilia as they get out to a comfortable 11-point lead here after one. St. Cecilia scores 20 points in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 20, Columbus Scotus 9.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Their internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia opening up a quick lead here in the ball game tonight. 20-9 is the score after one quarter. Matt Kissinger with 4 points. Tim Skoke has got 6. Cesar Tino with 3. Phil Hamburg with 4. Lance Schmidt with 2. Kevin Ryan has got 1 point. Derek Lom leading the way for Columbus Scotus. He's got 5. 2 for Spinner, 2 for Bolte. 20-9 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead as we start quarter number 2. Columbus Scotus will have the opening possession of the second quarter. Josh Spinner has got the ball. Spinner now to Lom. Deep wing on the left side. St. Cecilia will match up man-to-man here. Here's a pass across the top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. He drives, shoots, and scores. Hamburger gets the steal and the field goal. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. That's 5 turnovers on Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia has opened up a lead of 22-9 now. There's another steal on the wing. Matt Kissinger has got the ball. He drives in. He can be fouled in the play. Grant Lom got the personal foul there. Matt Kissinger will go to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. So back-to-back turnovers here for Columbus Scotus. The St. Cecilia defense has been impressive so far. Matt Kissinger goes to the free throw line now for the Blue Hawks. He's got 4 points in the ballgame, a couple of field goals. Matt Kissinger averaged 9.2 last season. 9.2 points per ballgame. He's already got 5 here as he hits the free throw. St. Cecilia now 2 out of 3 from the stripe here in this ballgame. And the Blue Hawks have opened up a 23-9 lead over Columbus Scotus. Hartford checks out of the ball game now. Chris Hartford coming back in will be Mike Cannon. Kissinger back to the line. His shot is up there. That one is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Derek Lahm. Lahm will bring her up now for the Shamrocks, trying to get something going offensively. Lahm goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Grant Lahm with the ball. Grant comes out into three-point territory. Dribble penetration, Ryan Onuka. He's got to give the ball away. Grant Lahm has got it. Now deep in the corner, right side. That's a shot taken by Derek Lahm. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched here by St. Cecilia on the weak side by Mike Hannon. So it'll be Columbus Scotus inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 7:01 to play here in the first half. 23-9. Blue Hawks have the lead. Josh Spenner will inbound the ball here for the Shamrocks. And now we've got a 5-second violation called here on Spenner. So Columbus Scotus again gives the ball away. In that first quarter, St. Cecilia hit 9 out of 16 shots for 56%. Scotus 4 out of 9 for 44%. St. Cecilia 1 out of 5 on three-pointers for 20%. Scotus 1 out of 2. Here's a three from Hamburger way off of the mark. No good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Scotus ball and air ball thrown up there by Hamburger. Rebounds were dead even at 5 apiece. St. Cecilia with 3 turnovers in the first quarter of play. 5 for Columbus Scotus. The Shamrocks have added 2 already. 2 turnovers here in quarter number 2. 23-9. There's Lahm with the ball down there on the baseline. Circling around, takes the ball into the paint. His shot is up there from 5 feet away. No good. Ball is poked out of there, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to be called on Aaron Alexander. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 2 on the Shamrocks. 6:29 to play here in the second quarter. 23-9. St. Cecilia out on top. Columbus Scotus win the girls game tonight over the Hawkins by the score of 33-27. Cesar Tino back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. He's got it on the dribble here in the offensive scoring zone. Picked up by Lahm. Over to Phil Hamburger on the right sideline. Phil holds it now to Tim Skok. Skok dribbles once, sends it to Cesar Tino in the deep wing right side behind his screen. Tino trying to create a shot. Now he drives inside and an offensive charge called in Cesar Tino as he knocks down Alex Bolte. And that's not an easy thing. Bolte, a big boy there. Cesar Tino gets hit with a personal foul. That's his first. A turnover on the Blue Hawks. That's their fourth of the ball game. 23-9 is the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Hawks led 20-9 at the end of the first quarter. Columbus Scotus back with the ball. Here's Spenner with the ball. Spenner out between the rings. That's going to be Grant Lahm with it now. Grant comes over here to Derek Lahm. One dribble and sends it out to Ryan Onuka. Picked up by Tim Skok. There's Bolte with the ball at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Bolte takes the ball into the paint. Sends a pass over here on the right side to Spenner. His shot for three is no good. Rebound Hamburger. Hamburger cocks the arm and now comes over here on the near sideline to a Mike Hannon. Hannon out between the circles now to Matt Kissinger. He dribbles with the ball, takes it down to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass over here to Mike Hannon on the near sideline. Man-to-man defense for Scotus. The ball tipped away. Goes out of bounds and it's going to be Scotus' ball as Hannon loses the ball out of bounds. Grant Lahm right over here defensively for Scotus. Creates that turnover. That's the fifth TO on St. Cecilia. 23-9, St. Cecilia with the lead. We're down to 5:18 to play here in quarter number 2. Ryan Onuka, their leading scorer from a year ago, has been shut out so far here in this first half. Josh Spenner comes over here to Lahm. Now here's Bolte from inside the free throw. Circle of shot, no good. High in the air for the rebound, Kissinger. Kissinger brings it back on the dribble for St. Cecilia. Runs the ball into the forecourt, takes it all the way down to the baseline underneath the basket. Now his pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Derek Lahm with the ball. He brings it back 1-on-3. Lahm all the way to the basket. His shot is up and in. He didn't care. He didn't have the numbers. He challenges the Hawks there. 1-on-3, and he scores. Lahm now with 7 points in the ball game, 23-11. St. Cecilia back the other way. Hannon in the lane, shot good. Nice pass by Kissinger. He was trapped along the baseline, and he gets it away to Mike Hannon, who lays it in. First field goal of the ball game for Hannon. 25-11 now, St. Cecilia by 14. 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in this first half of play from the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia. Grant Lahm with the ball out here in 3-point territory, picked up by Cesar Tino. Lahm trying to get away. Now to a Ryan Onuka, and he's going to have his pocket picked by Cesar. Cesar Tino with a steal, hesitates, drives it inside, puts a man in the air, goes for the hole and scores. Cesar Tino scores. Columbus Scotus now with 8 turnovers in the ball game, and St. Cecilia has opened up a 16-point lead, 27-11. The Hawks out on top. 3:55 to play until halftime. There's Onuka with the ball now for Columbus Scotus. Rockets a pass down low. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. trying to find Derek Lom down there on the baseline. It was deflected out of bounds. So Shamrocks will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Josh Spinner will be the trigger man here for SCOTUS. Phil Hamburger will guard him defensively for St. Cecilia. Spinner looks, gets it in over here to Grant Lom, and his shot is up and in, a three-pointer. Grant Lom scores there for SCOTUS. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 27-14. Hawks leading by 13. Down to 3.5 to play here in the second quarter. Into the ball game now, Kevin Ryan comes over here to Cesar Tino. Tino out to Ryan now between the circles. Ryan over to Phil Hamburger, left side of the lane. Dribbles, takes it down to the baseline, circles around underneath the basket. Now down in the corner to Simon Ostrander. Shot for three is no good. And the rebound comes down to Derek Lom. Lom comes to the near sideline to Grant Lom. Dumps it down low to a Priester, who's back into the ball game for SCOTUS. Back outside now to Josh Spinner. Inside to Bolte. He backs up, puts up a shot good, and he's fouled. So Bolte scores there for Columbus SCOTUS. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's now got 4 points in this contest. And a personal foul goes on Lance Schmidt. That's going to be his first. Alex Bolte will toe the mark here for Columbus SCOTUS. Bolte is 6'3" and a senior. He averaged 8.5 points per ball game a season ago. His shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That was the first free throw of the night for the Shamrocks. 27-16. Hawks have an 11-point lead. Simon Ostrander near sideline to Ryan. Ryan takes it down in the baseline. Gives it up now to Cesar Tino. Tino out in three-point territory. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Now to Kevin Ryan. Ryan on the dribble. Brings it back out between the circles. Goes over to Ostrander on the deep wing. Down in the corner now to Lance Schmidt. Lance dribbles with the ball. He comes out into three-point territory. Down to Cesar Tino for three. A shot good. It leaves Cesar alone, and Cesar, he buries it. He's got 8 points in the ball game. He had some tremendous ball games for the Blue Hawks a season ago. Already with 8 here in this ball game. 30-26, the Hawks leading, rather 30-16 is the score. The Hawks out on top by 14. There's a pass that's going to be deflected again, and it's taken down by Ostrander. It's Cesar Tino down the right sideline. Tino dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass down in the corner. Schmidt for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Long rebound goes to the far side. It's picked up there by Columbus SCOTUS. SCOTUS trying to work with it. They get it to Boldy in traffic. Boldy will now hand it away to Priester. As Nick Priester comes into the forecourt. Under 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia has built a 14-point lead here in this one. Nick Priester with the ball picked up by Hamburger. Over to Grant Lom on the far sideline. Picked up by Cesar Tino. Now to Josh Spinner. Comes across the top to Derek Lom. Dribble penetration. Gives it now to a Priester. Priester picked up by Hamburger. Good defense here. Man-to-man defense for Hastings St. Cecilia. Out to Josh Spinner with the ball. Spinner looking to penetrate against Ryan. Gives it up to Lom for three. Shot is up there. It's good. For the far sideline, Grant Lom throws up his second three ball in the ball game. He's got 6 points. Now an 11-point lead for the Hawks. Down to a 1:18 left. Here in quarter number two from the Chapman Gym. Kevin Ryan with the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. Into the forecourt. Now to Lance Schmidt. They give him room out there in three-point territory. He won't take the shot. Ryan down to Cesar Tino. Cesar holding on to it. Top of the key is Hamburger. Drives it down to Wayne. His scoop shot is up there and in. Phil Hamburger takes it right to the hole. He's got 8 points now and 4 field goals. St. Cecilia again leading by 13. 32-19. Here's Grant Lom with the ball down in the corner to Derek. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hamburger. Long pass down and forward to Cesar Tino. He drives and he has it knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Well, just like the football season there. Phil Hamburger drops back and throws a baseball pass down the floor to Cesar Tino. And he is fouled in the play. And now Cesar does the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Of course, Hamburger, the quarterback for the football team. Cesar Tino, a wide receiver. 32-19. Blue Hawks leading by 13. Cesar's had a good first half. He's got 8 points. His shot is up there, and the shot is short. That's the fifth free throw of the night for St. Cecilia. They've converted on two. 43.6 seconds to play here in the first half. St. Cecilia out on top of Columbus SCOTUS. The score is 32-19. Cesar Tino will toe the mark for another shot here. So Cesar's got the ball, takes a deep breath. Shot is up there, and that one is good. So he hits one out of two from the line. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Joel Groffel. Coming out will be Tino. So Joel Groffel is into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia, 6 foot junior. Head coach Kevin Asher. St. Cecilia has built a 14-point lead, 33-19. Ryan Onuka with the ball now. Ryan goes over to Josh Spinner. St. Cecilia in that man-to-man defense. There's Onuka. He's got the ball now with 26 seconds to play. St. Cecilia counting down to under 10 seconds. The student body section trying to get Columbus Scotus to pull the trigger early. Ryan Onuka, dribble penetration down the lane. Nice pass down low to Bully. Shot to be blocked down. Blocked down by Harford. Picked up now by Lahm off of the baseline. And his shot is up and in. Grant Lahm picks up the blocked shot there and scores off of the short baseline. There's a jumper put up by Kissinger at the buzzer that's no good. And that is the end of the second quarter of play. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead after two quarters at halftime of our boys' game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia leading. It's the Blue Hawks 35 and Columbus Scotus 19.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs,
play at
60 here. Best stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Hastings College.
Good evening.
Learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
So back at the Chapman Gymnasium, boys high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The score at halftime, 33-21. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Columbus Scotus here tonight. Hawks got out of the gates early, scored the first 4 points of the ball game, got out to an 8-3 lead, got out to a 15-7 lead, and the Hawks eventually got to a 20-9 lead at the end of the first quarter. They kept the pressure on in the second half, got out to a 16-point lead at 27-11, and it's sitting at 12 right now. At the halftime break, it's 33-21 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks in the first half got 9 points from Cesar Tino. He's leading the way. Tino with a couple of three-pointers. He's got a 2-point field goal, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Cesar Tino off of the bench leading the Blue Hawks with 9 points. Phil Hamburger has got 8 on 4 field goals. 5 points for Matt Kissinger. He's got a couple of field goals, and he has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other score is for St. Cecilia, Tim Skok. He has got 6 points in the ball game. He's got 3 field goals. Mike Hannon has got a field goal for 2. Lance Schmidt has got a field goal for 2. And Kevin Ryan, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 1 point. The score is for Columbus Scotus in the first half. They've got only 4 guys that have scored. Grant Lahm has got 8 points in the ball game. He's got a couple of 3-pointers, and he's got a 2-point field goal. Derek Lahm has got 7 points. He's knocked down a 3, and he's got a couple of other 2-point field goals in the ball game. Alex Bolte off of the bench has got a couple of field goals for 4 points. Josh Spinner has got a field goal for 2. So that is it. Columbus Scotus trailing in the ball game to Hastings St. Cecilia here at the break. The score is 33-21. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at halftime of the boys' game here tonight, 33-21, Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. Into the girls' ball game tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia losing to Columbus Scotus by a score of 33-27. The Hawkeyes had a terrible night offensively here in this ball game tonight. Scotus scored the first 7 points of the ball game. Scotus led 11-4 at the end of the first quarter, 17-13 at halftime. St. Cecilia came back to grab a brief lead in the third quarter, but it didn't last long, 21-20 with about 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play. That was their only lead of the ball game earlier tonight. Scotus reclaimed the lead 32-27 at the end of three, and they score just 1 point. Scotus scores 1 point, shuts out St. Cecilia in the fourth quarter, 1-0. And Scotus hangs on to beat St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 33-27. The Hawkeyes getting 7 points in the ball game from Libby Kissinger and 7 for Chanel Farmer. St. Cecilia shot just 33% in the ball game in that girls' contest tonight, 7 out of 21. Scotus was 11 out of 28 for 39%. St. Cecilia hit, 2 out of 7 on three-pointers for 29%. Scotus was 2 out of 3 for 66%. Hawkeyes, 9 out of 13 from the free-throw line for 69%. The Shamrocks were 7 out of 16 for 44%. Rebounds about even. Scotus had 20. St. Cecilia had 13. The turnovers, St. Cecilia with 23 in the ball game tonight, 18 for Columbus Scotus in that girls' contest. So St. Cecilia, the preseason number one ranked team in the Omaha World Herald, number two in the Lincoln Journal Star, comes out to start their season. They lose to Columbus Scotus in the girls' ball game by a score of 33-27. Got the boys' game going on right now at halftime. St. Cecilia out on top of Columbus Scotus by a score of 33-21. We'll come back and check the numbers here in the first half as we continue on the halftime show after this 1 minute timeout.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, boys, high school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 33-21 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Columbus Scotus. Shooting numbers here in the first half. St. Cecilia hitting 58% from the field here. 14 out of 24. The Hawks were 9 out of 16 in the first quarter. So 14 out of 24 for St. Cecilia at halftime for 58%. Columbus Scotus 9 out of 20 for 45%. The Blue Hawks hitting 2 out of 8 from 3-point territory for 25%. Columbus Scotus 3 out of 6 for 50%. For the free throw line, St. Cecilia is 3 out of 6 for 50%. Scotus has shot just one free throw. They missed that one. Rebounds, St. Cecilia holding a slight advantage over Columbus Scotus, 9 to 8. St. Cecilia unofficially with 6 turnovers in the first half of play. Scotus has turned the ball over already 11 times here in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got 4 steals, and Columbus Scotus has got 2. The Blue Hawks with a lead here at halftime by 12 points, 33-21. Opening night of the high school basketball season tonight across the state of Nebraska. Again, the girls' game won by Scotus over St. Cecilia, 33-27. Hastings High boys and girls are playing at Seward tonight. Adams Central opens their season tomorrow night against the Holdreach Dusters. We'll have that doubleheader for you tomorrow night from the Patriot Gym. 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, about 7:45 for the guys. On Saturday, we'll be back with the Hastings College basketball team as the Broncos will entertain the Tigers out of Dakota Wesleyan. It's been Tiger Week this week for Hastings College. They played Doan last night. Now they got the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers coming up on Saturday afternoon. Matinee performances, 2 and 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock for the girls and 4 o'clock for the guys. on this Saturday as both the Hastings College men and women will try to get back in the winner's column after dropping a couple of ball games to Doan last night. We'll have the action for you from the Osborne Sports Complex on Saturday afternoon, beginning at 1:45. Again, our halftime score, 33-21. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here over Columbus Scotus. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, St. Cecilia with the lead. 33-21 is the score here at the break. And St. Cecilia will have the possession here to begin the second half of play. So 33-21, St. Cecilia with the lead, and the Blue Hawks will play things in over in the far sideline. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right. Second half underway. Hamburger comes over here on the wing. That's a Matt Kissinger. Back outside the ring now to Tim Skoke. On the wing again to a Kissinger. Now we got a foul underneath the basket here. Hawks are plotting down here. We got a personal foul called. It's going to go on Ryan Onuka of Columbus Scotus. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one of the Shamrocks here in the second half. So St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near side right in front of the Blue Hawk bench. Skoke will get things in to Phil Hamburger. Out of hand and underneath the bucket here. The Kissinger, the shot is up there. It's no good. Bound for the rebound. It's grabbed here by Bolte. Bolte gets it away to a Derek Lam. St. Cecilia misses a golden opportunity right there to add to their lead. They're wide open right underneath the bucket. Just underway here in the second half. It's 33-21. Hawks leading by a dozen. There's a pass almost intercepted by Hamburger, but he loses the ball out of bounds over there on the far sideline. Scotus with 11 turnovers in the first half, 6 for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Shamrocks will play things in off of the far side. Josh Spinner with the ball for Scotus. He'll play things in. Two-handed pass into the lane there to Bolte. Brings it up at the free throw line. Bolte, the spinner now on the right side of the three-pointer. Put up there, it's going to be no good. Ball is poked out of bounds. It's going to be, let's see, going to be Scotus' ball. Last touchdown there by Skoke of St. Cecilia. The ball poked out of there by Grant Lam of Columbus Scotus, but Skoke was the last to touch it. So the Shamrocks will play things in. Josh Spinner with the ball out of Bolte at the elbow. Drives it out left side of the lane. A left-handed shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound is St. Cecilia. Hamburger to Cesar Tino. Puts a man in the air. Can't go up for the shot. Comes out to Skoke. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Out of Hamburger. Sets for three. His shot is up there. It's short. Rebound loose in the lane again. Who's got it? It's going to be Onuka. Onuka has got the ball as he winds his way up the floor. Now we got a foul called. Foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia as Onuka is bringing the ball back there for Scotus. It's going to go on Kissinger. That's going to be his second one. Team foul number one of the Blue Hawks here in the second half. It'll be Scotus inbounding the ball right here at the midcourt stripe. They get it into Josh Spinner, dribbling with his right hand out here. St. Cecilia with a man-to-man defense on the wing on the right side to Ryan Onuka. Another two to the whistle. And a foul is going to be called underneath the bucket here. It's going to go on Mike Cannon, a holding foul inside. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. Scotus will inbound. Josh Spinner, the trigger man here for the Shamrocks. He comes way out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. He drives, and he'll be fouling the play. Fouled there by Derek Lam of Columbus Scotus. That's going to be his first. So now Hamburger goes to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Hamburger has got 8 points in the ball game, 4 field goals in the first half. And playing with a brace on his left knee, an old football injury from this past season. Expected to get that off in about 2 weeks. There's a shot from the line. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Hamburger. He'll get one more. St. Cecilia now 3 out of 7 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. 33-21. The Hawks leading by a dozen. Next one is up there. It's good. Now a Baker's dozen. 34-21. The Hawks leading by 13. Here's a Skonis with the ball back in their offensive end. Ryan Nuka lobs it inside to Bolte. Turnaround jumper is good, but a foul is going to be called before the shot. It's going to go on Hannon. Bolte is a big boy. He posted up left side of the lane, and Hannon giving away a few pounds there. He had to commit the personal foul. 2 fouls now on Hannon. It'll be Skonis inbounding the ball. Spenner gets it into Bolte. Now back outside the ring to Lam. Returns the ball back inside to Onuka. Onuka double team. Goes out to Lam. Takes it down on the baseline. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds by Hamburger. So Skonis will play things in on the far sideline. 6:22 to play in the third. 34-21. Both the St. Cecilia boys and girls will play at Bishop Newman coming up on Saturday afternoon in Wahoo. That won't be easy for either team. Newman will be a pretty good ball club here for this season. There's an entry pass knocked away from Bolte. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Skonis. Another turnover here on Columbus Skonis as Hamburger comes back the other direction. And now what do we have? Another foul called as St. Cecilia brought the ball back in their offensive scoring zone here. A foul here is going to be called on Josh Spenner. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number 3 on Skonis. We've had 6 fouls called between the two teams here in the first 2 minutes of the second half. 34-21, the Hawks lead by 13. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Tim Skoke, dribbles up here at the free throw line, gives it away now to Hamburger. Hamburger back to Skoke, sends it down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Tino puts it on the floor, dribbles back to the free throw line, now to Hannon for 3. Shot is up there, it's good. Mike Hannon hits the 3-ball. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia has extended their lead now to 16 points, 37-21. 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the third. Entry pass right underneath the bucket there. Nice pass. Grant Lam lays it in. Lam now with 10 points in the ball game, 37-23. St. Cecilia back quickly. That's Hannon down the right side of the lane. Shot is off of the window. No good. Rebound comes down to Lam, and a foul is called. Mike Hannon picks up the foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his third. So now Mike Hannon in some foul trouble with 3. He's going to check out into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Will be Lance Schmidt. 5 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leading 37-23. Hawks got out to a lead after the first quarter at 20-9, and they have not looked back here in this one. The pace has slowed down just a little bit. Columbus Skonis with the ball. Here's Onuka from the elbow. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Lance Schmidt with the board there for the Hawks. Down to Cesar Tino. Tino takes it to the baseline. His running jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Columbus Skonis. That's going to be Lam with the ball. Trapped here in backcourt. Gets it away to Onuka. Brings it into the offensive zone. Down in the corner to Grant Lam. His three-pointer is put up there. It's no good. Rebounded there. A follow shot by Alexander is no good. Ball tipped to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. 4:46 to play here in the third quarter. 37-23. Blue Hawks have the lead. Here comes Nick Preister back into the ball game now for Skonis, replacing Derek Lam. So Preister into the ball game now, a 5'9" senior for the Shamrocks. Cesar Tino will get the ball to a Hamburger, and Phil will bring it into the offensive zone here for St. Cecilia. The Hawks are out on top by a margin of 37-23. Cesar Tino double team, gets it away down to Skoke, down in the baseline. Skoke, two-handed pass back out to Cesar, back to Skoke in the corner. Tim looks, and now we got a whistle again, and another foul is going to be called. This one is going to go on the Shamrocks again. It's going to go on Preister. That's going to be his first. So 8 team fouls now called between the two teams. We're not yet halfway through this third quarter. Here's a Hamburger with a ball just beyond the ring. His three-pointer put up there. It's off of the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Lance Schmidt with the board. To Cesar Tino, down to Skoke for 3. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Preister for Columbus. Skonis trumped along the baseline, and now it's out of bounds. And his last touch there by Preister. St. Cecilia had him double-teamed here, and Preister tried to get rid of the ball, and he lost it out of bounds. It's going to be Hamburger playing things in down here for St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead. Hamburger waits. He gets it into the lane. Lance Schmidt wheels, puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound. Hamburger, follow shot, knocked out of his hands. It's picked up there by Alexander of Columbus Scotus. Gets it in the forecourt now to Onuka. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Spins in the paint. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound, Alexander. Follow shot, no good. Rebound loose. It goes, well, let's see. It's picked up by Onuka. Now to Lam. His shot is up there. That one is no good. Tip try, no good. And a foul is called. Wow, Scotus, plenty of chances there to get something down through the hole. And finally, a personal foul is called on Ryan Onuka. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the Shamrocks here in the second half. Here comes Spencer Ostrander into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Kevin Ryan checks in. Blue Hawks have a 14-point lead. It's 37-23. St. Cecilia leading at halftime, 33-21. Now Scotus applying some pressure here in backcourt. Simon Ostrander on the dribble. Gets it into the offensive zone here for St. Cecilia behind the screen. Now a foul is going to be called. Lance Schmidt came up to set that screen, and it was not legal. Gets hit with a personal foul for an illegal screen out there. The second foul in Lance Schmidt, team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks. Columbus Scotus back with the basketball. Josh Spenner goes to the far sideline out of Ryan Onuka. His shot over Hamburger is up there. That's going to be off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Schmidt. Schmidt now to Simon Ostrander, left-handed dribble. Comes into the forecourt, pass to Kevin Ryan, now to Cesar Tino on the right sideline. Tino dribbling with the ball, takes it to the free throw line. Cesar goes over to Ostrander, looking for penetration, can't do it. Lobs it inside to Hamburger. Now across the lane to Schmidt, puts it up there right-handed. The shot is no good, and the rebound ripped out of there by Columbus Scotus. Back the other way is Spenner. He takes it all the way to the hole, and that is knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. So it's going to be Scotus inbounding the ball. Here comes Bolte back into the ball game now for Scotus. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Chris Hartford. 2 minutes and 54 seconds to play. Here in quarter number 3, St. Cecilia with the lead over Scotus. The score is 37-23. Shamrocks will inbound the ball from underneath their own hole. They lob it to Bolte. Bolte gives it back down to Spenner. Back to Bolte inside. Wheels puts it up there left-handed and scores. Alex Bolte now with 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. 37-25. St. Cecilia leading by a dozen here in the third quarter. Kevin Ryan with the ball. Ryan dribbling out here against Priester. Gives it away now to Cesar Tino. He'll try his luck as Cesar dribbles the ball, takes it into the lane. Bounce pass down low. They get it to Ryan. Ryan loses control. Now to Hartford. Back outside is Simon Ostrander. This shot is up and in. A three-pointer by Simon Ostrander is down through the cylinder. It's now a 40-25 ball game. St. Cecilia leading by 15. Scotus comes back. They nearly lost the ball. It's saved, but right in the hands of Hartford. Turnover number 14 on Columbus Scotus here in the ball game. Cesar Tino back the other way. The Lance Schmidt inside to Hartford, deflected out of his hands, out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Hartford. So St. Cecilia turns it away for the seventh time. Into the ball game now will be Jake Huss for Columbus Scotus. He's in there for the first time here tonight. Jake Huss, a 5'10" junior. 40-25, the Hawks leading by 15. St. Cecilia playing pretty good defense here in the ball game here tonight. Josh Spenner with the ball for the Shamrocks. Goes over to Huss. Now to Ryan Onuka. Gets away from Cesar Tino. Drives it down the lane. There's a pass down in the corner to Spenner. His shot for 3 is going to be no good. Rebounded by Onuka. He has it knocked out of his hands. It's picked up by Huss. Huss now to Grant Lam. His shot for 3 is up there. That one won't go. Tip try no good. Rebound loose in the lane. It's picked up by Hartford. Boy, Columbus Scotus can't buy a field goal here in this third quarter. Cesar Tino with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Cesar dribbling with it here against the Onuka of Columbus Scotus. Cesar gets away, and now we got a foul called from behind as Onuka tried to poke the ball away there for Scotus and picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 6 on the Shamrocks. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia, Joel Groffel. Into the ball game for the Hawks will be Matt Kissinger. Also checking in is going to be Tim Scope. Derek Lam checking back in for Columbus Scotus. A minute 20 left here in the third quarter, 40-25. St. Cecilia by 15 points here in boys high school basketball. Matt Kissinger out here in three-point territory. Kissinger dribbling the ball, trying to penetrate. He moves it to the right side of the floor now. Right-handed dribble. Kissinger hands it away. Down in the corner. Where the ball is going to be Joel Grauffel. And now head coach Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Hawks a little disorganized there offensively. And Kevin calls the timeout. 67 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 40. Columbus Scotus 25.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central and the Holdridge tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS as we get our first look at the Patriots for the 2011-2012 season. Airtime at 5:45, pregame show. Girls game will go at 6 o'clock tomorrow night with the boys to follow at about 7:45. Both games here on 1230 KHAS. Then on Saturday, Hastings College basketball, the Broncos will take on Dakota Westland in a twin bill at the Osborne Sports Complex. 1:45 for the pregame show. The women's game will go at 2 with the guys to follow at 4. So underway, it can be a busy, busy winter of high school and college sports activity here on 1230 KHIS. Tim Skolk will inbound the ball for the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia comfortably ahead by 15 points, 40-25. Hamburger back into the lineup now for Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks. Here's Matt Kissinger, drives it down the right side of the lane, a pass to Hartford through his fingertips, and is taken out of there by Lam of Columbus Scotus. Here come the Shamrocks back the other way. Grant Lam goes up for the shot, and he's fouled in the play. A foul is going to be called here on Chris Hartford of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. Grant Lam will go to the free throw line now for Columbus Scotus. He's got 10 points in the ball game. He nailed a couple of three-pointers in the first half. He's added a two-pointer and another two-pointer here. So he's got 10 points in the ball game, leading the way so far for Columbus Scotus in scoring tonight. Now he adds a free throw to his total. That's only the second free throw of the night for Scotus. They're one out of two from the line. Levi Gasper is coming into the ball game now for Scotus. Gasper is 6'3" and senior. 40-26 is a 14-point lead for the Hawks. Lam's next shot is up there. It's good, so he nails a pair. And Columbus Scotus is back to within 13. Under a minute to play here in this third quarter. Phil Hamburg with the ball for St. Cecilia. Down the right sideline. Dribbles behind his back. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Moves it over to Joel Grauffel. Back outside down to Matt Kissinger. Dribbles into the lane. Stops a jump pass down low to Hartford. He loses control of it. It's loose. Two, three players hit the deck and a jump ball is called. Arrow is going to be pointing in favor of Scotus, so the Shamrocks will get it on a St. Cecilia turnover. 9 turnovers now in St. Cecilia. 31.7 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 40-27. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. And now Scotus will come back with the basketball. Here's Josh Spinner. Right-handed dribble picked up there defensively by Matt Kissinger. Kissinger pokes the ball away. Spinner gets it under control. 20 seconds to go here in the third. And now Spinner throws the ball out of bounds. Spinner was on the right sideline, and he threw it here to the near side and right by the outstretched hands of Derek Lam out of bounds. Scotus turns it away for the 15th time here in the ball game. And now Kevin Asher is going to get some shooters into the ball game here. Here comes Simon Ostrander back in, replacing Joel Grauffel. Cesar Tino into the ball game as well. 16.4 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's 40-27. Hawks leading here. Skolk will get it into a Phil Hamburger. Hamburger will bring things up here. 10 seconds to go. Hamburger on the dribble. Dribbles behind his back now. Sent it to the left sideline. Cesar Tino. Dribble penetration. 15-footer is put up there. It's no good. He's fouling the play. Just inside the ring, Cesar Tino throws up the shot. Nick Preister commits the personal foul. That's going to be his second. And that's going to send Cesar Tino to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Tino's got 9 points in the ball game. Nailed a three. Back to nail 2 3-pointers in the first half. A 2-point field goal. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And now he adds a free throw right here. Now 2 for 3 from the stripe. That makes the score 40-27. Here comes Jamison Esch into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Or he'll check in at the next opportunity. A 6-foot junior. Looks like he wants to come in for Cesar Tino with 3.1 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, the Hawks now out on top by 14 points. Cesar Tino will throw up one more shot here. It's up there. It is good. He will check out. Jamison Esch will come in. Cesar will come out. Hawks leading by 15 points again. 42-27. Skoda's will inbound the ball. They get it to a Grant Lom as he brings it across the 10-second line down in the corner to Gasper. His shot for three is good. Levi Gasper nails up the three-pointer at the buzzer there for Columbus Skoda's. So that gives a little momentum there for the Shamrocks as they head to the fourth and final quarter. They score a three-pointer with 3.1 seconds to play. In the period, they take it right down the floor and they hit a jumper from deep in the left corner by Levi Gasper. So three quarters in the books. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 42, Columbus Skoda's 29.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, they only give Levi Gasper a two-pointer there. So his foot was on the line, so it'll remain at 42-29. The score in favor of St. Cecilia as we head to the fourth and final quarter. Hawks got out to a 20-9 lead after one period tonight. Led at halftime 33-21. And now they have a 42-29 advantage over Columbus Skoda's here in the season opener for this 2011-2012 season. It'll be, looks like St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. They'll have the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. The St. Cecilia girls tonight lost to Columbus Skoda's by a score of 33-27 was the final score earlier tonight. The Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes playing a twin bill here tonight. Tim Skoke has got the ball for St. Cecilia as we start this fourth and final quarter to Cesar Tino. Tino dribbles with the ball here on the right side. Bounce pass comes over here to Phil Hamburger. Columbus Skoda is still in a man-to-man defense. St. Cecilia has been able to chop this up pretty well here tonight. Here's Kissinger, circles around. Nice pass to Hamburger. He goes for the rack. His shot is up there. It's good and he's fouled. Matt Kissinger gets the assist. Phil Hamburger gets the field goal there for St. Cecilia. Hamburger now the 11 points in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line now to try to convert on a three-point play. The personal foul is whistled on Alex Bolte. That's going to be his first. So a Hamburger to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Hamburger now one out of three from the stripe. The ball is loose here on the baseline. It's picked up by St. Cecilia to Cesar Tino. His shot is good and he's fouled. That ball was down along the baseline. St. Cecilia just picks it up, gets it to Cesar Tino, and he lays it in and he's fouling the play. Big play there for the Hawks. Tino now with 13 points in the ball game. The personal foul is whistled on Ryan Onuka of Columbus Skoda's. But St. Cecilia taps the ball away on the inbound. Then the scramble on the baseline. They camp after it. And just like that, Cesar Tino ends up with it. And he is a hit on the play as he goes up for the shot. And Cesar Tino has a chance here at a three-point play. The Hawks now out to a 46-29 advantage over Columbus Skoda's. Cesar with 13 in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the stripe. Trying to make this a three-point play. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. 47-29. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. 30 seconds into the fourth and final quarter. Ryan Onuka, his pass to the right sideline is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Cesar. That's going to be the 16th turnover on the Columbus Skoda's in the ball game. Tino brings her up offensively now to a Matt Kissinger. Kissinger will set things up, gets away all the way down the lane. He goes tumbling out of bounds. No foul call. The shot was no good. Rebound comes down to Grant Lom. Into the forecourt to Priester. Priester down to Josh Spinner. Takes it down the left baseline here to Lom. He drives toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Cesar Tino. And he is hit in the face here. And a foul is going to be called. Grant Lom picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's 10 fouls now on Columbus Skoda's here in the second half. So we will walk to the other end of the floor. And we'll have some free throws here. Cesar Tino got hit in the chops. And he'll have to come over here and wipe off in front of the Blue Hawk bench. He now goes to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Cesar so far in the ball game with 14 points. 47-29. Blue Hawks leading by 18 here in their season opener. Caesar looks at the basket. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Caesar will have one more. St. Cecilia in the third quarter hit just 2 out of 9 field goals for 22%. Columbus Scotus was 4 out of 11 in the third quarter for 36%. Hawks knocked down 3 out of 4 from three-point territory, though, for 75%. Columbus Scotus was 0 out of 1 from three-point territory in the third quarter. And St. Cecilia has now got a lead of 48-29. This is their biggest lead of the ball game here. 19 points, about a minute and a half gone here in the fourth quarter. Bolte has got the ball, backs up, spins in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hamburger with a rebound. Bill Hamburger clears the way. Long pass down and forward to Skoke. Ball is overthrown and is picked up by Onuka. The 10th turnover on St. Cecilia down the near sideline now. Grant Lom pulls up, shoots a 5-footer. That one won't go. Rebound to Cesar Tino. Grant Lom misses the easy one there for Columbus Scotus. They could not convert on the St. Cecilia turnover. Hamburger comes back the other direction. Now to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger down the far sideline, spins. Now angles toward the basket, and a foul is going to be called as Kissinger goes down to the hardwood. A foul here is going to go on Josh Spenner. That's going to be his third. Scotus over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. So Kissinger goes to the free throw line for 2. He's 1 out of 2 from the stripes so far in the ball game. He's got 5 points. So Matt Kissinger, who averaged 9.2 points per ball game last season, throws up his first free throw here. It's going to be short. Ostrander back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Ostrander replaces Cesar Tino. So a good start tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Got out of the gates early, and they have not looked back. The Hawks now leading by 19 points. 48-29, a great defensive effort for St. Cecilia. Next shot is up there, is good by Matt Kissinger. And the Hawks now lead by 20 for the first time. 49-29, St. Cecilia with a lead. There's Ryan Onuka, goes down in the corner of the right side to Josh Spenner. He holds it, now he tries to drive the baseline, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. And let's see, they give the ball to who? It's going to be Scotus' basketball as it was tipped away there by St. Cecilia's Matt Kissinger. So Scotus will play things in deep in the corner. Left side of their basket is going to be Scotus playing it in out here in three-point territory to Grant Lom. Comes across the top to the wing to Spenner. His shot is up there on three-point territory. It's good. Josh Spenner hits a three ball there for Scotus. The St. Cecilia lead is now 17 with 5:42 to play here in the ball game. There's a Matt Kissinger. Tricky dribbles inside. Now retreats back out here into three-point territory. The ball poked away by Preister. Picked up by Kissinger. Out here near the 10-second line. Kissinger will get things away now to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander holds there against the Josh Spenner. Drives it against Spenner. Gives it up now to Skoke. Man-to-man defense here for Columbus Scotus. Near sideline to Hannon. Lobs it inside to Hamburger. Goes up with a shot. It's no good, but he's fouled in the arm. That was Preister. Yep. Nick Preister picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Bill Hamburger goes back to the free throw line. Hamburger with 11 points in the ballgame. The leading scorer for St. Cecilia tonight is Cesar Tino. He's got 15. Jumping the line right now is Bill Hamburger, and it's good. He'll have another one. Hamburger now with 12. 5:14 to play here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia 50, and Columbus Scotus 32. Bill Hamburger will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Aaron Alexander. Alexander gets it into the hands now of Ryan Onuka to the near sideline to Lom. Lom trying to get away from Hamburger. Gives it away to Preister. Pulls up, shoots a little 15-footer from the left side of the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Aaron Alexander, and he falls down with the ball, and he's hit with a traveling violation. Falls down in the lane there, and a traveling violation is called on Scotus. So St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. All St. Cecilia here in the boys' ball game, 50-32, Hawks with a lead. Simon Ostrander from the corner. Ostrander brings it back out here in the three-point territory. Kevin Ryan, he dribbles, sends it to the right wing. The ball is going to be tapped, and it goes out of bounds. Aaron Alexander nearly got his hands on it there for Scotus. Could not control it. He steps out of bounds. So St. Cecilia will play it in front of the Blue Hawk nest. 50-32. 18-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. This is Hamburger. Goes now to Ostrander. Simon comes across the top to Mike Hannon. Hannon to Kevin Ryan. Right side of the lane. Ryan backs around out. Comes over here to Ostrander. Holds the ball in the wing. Lobs it into the lane now. It's too far. Hamburger catches up with it. He tries to save it. He does, but right into the hands of Onuka. That's turnover number 11 on St. Cecilia. There's Grant Lom deep in the corner of the right side. Picked up there by Hannon of St. Cecilia. Lom dribbles up high on the block. Over there on the far side to a spinner. Down to the free throw line to Priester. Gives it up down to Lom. Down in the corner. A three-pointer. Good. Grant Lom nails the tray there for Columbus Scotus. He's got 15 points in the ball game for the Shamrocks. And Scotus is back within 15 points at 50-35. 3:49 to play. Hamburger down low to Hannon. Hannon to Hamburger. Back outside now to Kevin Ryan, to Ostrander. Dribble penetration. The Hamburger on the far sideline. Out to Kevin Ryan. His shot from 15 won't go. Rebound and comes out long, and it's going to be picked up by Alexander. His pass is deflected into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Kevin Ryan. Now to Mike Cannon. His pass deflected. It is picked up here by Scotus, and then he throws the ball away. Josh Benner picks it up for Scotus, and then he throws the ball away. It's like a hot potato. Who wants that thing out there? St. Cecilia now with 12 turnovers in the ball game, 17 for Columbus Scotus. 3:25 to play here in the fourth quarter, 50-35. Blue Hawks have the lead. Here comes Jamison Esch into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Tim Skoke. After the game today, we'll have our players of the game from our doubleheader, and then we'll have a quick coach's postgame show with head coach Kevin Asher before we get out of here tonight. Kevin Ryan with the ball for St. Cecilia. Picked up in backcourt here by Priester. There's a pass that's going to be off of the fingertips of Hamburger, but it's knocked out of his hands there by Scotus, so St. Cecilia will play things in right in front of the bench. Simon Ostrander will play things in to Jamison Esch. Now to Ostrander, near sideline to Phil Hamburger. Cross-court pass goes over to Kevin Ryan. Ryan puts it on the floor and directs some traffic out here. We're down to 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. It's 50-35. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hamburger on the deep wing on the right side. Hamburger dribbles with it, gets away, spins, right side of the lane, puts a man in the air, goes up with a shot and scores. Phil Hamburger scores for St. Cecilia. He's got 14, 52-35. St. Cecilia out on top with 2:44 to play. Dribble penetration here by Columbus Scotus. They go to Priester on the right wing, a three-pointer, but up there is no good. Rebound is taken down there by Kevin Ryan. Ryan runs her back the other way. Now for St. Cecilia to Hamburger. Hamburger drives it down the lane. Flips it out here to Kevin Ryan. Top of the key now to Jamison Esch. There's a feed down in the left baseline to Lance Schmidt. He tries to drive. Ball knocked loose, and it's going to be out of bounds. And what do we have here? A foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Priester of Columbus Scotus. That's going to be his fourth. All right. Who's going to go to the line? That's going to be St. Cecilia going to the line for two. Hamburger will toe the mark here. Again, Scotus is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Ton of fouls on the Shamrocks here in the second half. Hamburger will have another shot from the free throw line. It's up there. It's no good. Hamburger now 2 out of 6 from the free throw line here this one. Got 14 points. Jake Huss coming back in the ball game now for Scotus. 2:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 52. Columbus Scotus 35. Here comes the next shot by Hamburger. It's up there. That one won't go. Rebound loose right side of the lane. Who comes down with it? It's down here in front of the Blue Hawk bench. Now we got a timeout, St. Cecilia. Somebody was down at the bottom of the pile. That's Lance Schmidt. He had possession of the ball, and timeout is called by St. Cecilia. So the Blue Hawks will maintain control of the ball with 2:16 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 52 and Columbus Scotus 35.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, 2:16 to play here in this one, 52-35. St. Cecilia out on top. Kevin Ryan has got the ball. Columbus Scotus still playing some pressure defense out here. Now we got a timeout again from Coach Kevin Asher. Kevin Ryan was being pressured out here. And St. Cecilia will burn another timeout. Now 2:07 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 52, Columbus Scotus 35.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Ooze and Oz level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Lance Schmidt with his shot. It's no good. Rebound Hartford. His shot is going to be no good. The ball loose left side of the lane, picked up by Simon Ostrander. St. Cecilia keeps it alive. Here's Hartford. His shot from 10 is good. Chris Hartford hits one for St. Cecilia. That's his first field goal. 54-35, the Hawks out on top. 1:45 to play here in the fourth quarter. And now Columbus Scotus has got some new guys in the ball game. Here's a Brickhouse right at the free throw line. Has it knocked away. Gets it under control. Moves it down to the baseline to Alexander. Alexander now to Jake Huss. He tries to penetrate inside, and the ball is then knocked loose again. It's picked up by St. Cecilia on the run. Back the other way is Ostrander. Two on one. Nice pass to Schmidt. The shot is up and in. Lance Schmidt scores on the assist there from Simon Ostrander. Here's a steal now by St. Cecilia. Ostrander's three-pointer is good. Ostrander gets the steal and a three-pointer. As Columbus Scotus turns the ball away for the 19th time. And now we got a timeout here from Scotus. With a minute and 8 seconds to play, St. Cecilia has opened up a 24-point lead now. 1:08 to play in quarter number four. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 59, Columbus Scotus 35.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Columbus Scotus inbounding the ball. It's going to be intercepted here by St. Cecilia. Jamison Esch goes to Howell, is into the ball game. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Scotus ball. The last timeout was called to get everybody back into the ball game here. St. Cecilia has now played everybody that's suited up. As a Cannon Howell is into the ball game now. Jamison Esch back in there for St. Cecilia. 59-35, the Blue Hawks have the lead. Here's Scotus with the ball out here on the wing on the left side. Taylor Johnson is in there now for Columbus Scotus. Over here to a Jake Huss. Takes it into the lane. Contact made and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. Cannon Howell picks up the foul there for the Blue Hawks. So going to the free throw line is going to be Jake Huss for Columbus Scotus. 1-1 here. 17 foul call on the Blue Hawks here in the second half. 37.1 seconds to play. St. Cecilia will win their season opener here tonight. Shot is up there. The shot is going to be off of the right side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings St. Cecilia. Chris Hartford with the board. Gets it away now to Jamison Esch into the forecourt with under 30 seconds to play. Cannon Howell in the deep wing. Right side to a Joe Groffel as he holds the ball out here in three-point territory. Gets away on the dribble, moves it down to the baseline, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. It was knocked out of his hands. Blue Hawks will play things in. 18.2 seconds to play. Inbounding the ball for the Blue Hawks is going to be Esch. Right side underneath their own hole. To Hartford, now to Jamison Esch. Circles around, down the lane, is running one-hander. Is up there and in. Jamison Esch scores. He gets in the scorebook here. 9 seconds to go. St. Cecilia leading 61-35. There's a pass deflected out of bounds by Esch. Tell you what, the Hawks are not coasting to the finish here. They're still playing hard. Even the second and third teamers, 61-35. The Hawks destroying Columbus Scotus here tonight. Scotus with the ball. Here's a long pass in the lane, and time is going to run out. Scotus does not get a final shot away. St. Cecilia rolls to a victory here tonight in their season opener over Columbus Scotus. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 61, Columbus Scotus 35. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is here to help you with your holiday shopping. Thursday, December 8th from 9 to 8 is our annual Ladies' Day shopping extravaganza. Take 20% off the entire men and ladies' departments, excluding Brighton. A Brighton representative will be on hand from 11 to 1 with the latest Brighton collections and gift ideas. Free gift wrap and refreshments will be served. Shop local with Gary Michaels Clothiers and receive 20% off. Thursday, December 8th, downtown Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia's boys win tonight over Columbus Scotus. The final score of 61-35. So the Blue Hawks will get ready for Bishop Newman coming up on Saturday afternoon up in Wahoo as they win their season opener pretty convincingly here tonight. Hawks got out to the gates early. It was 20-9. At the end of the first quarter, that really set the tone to everything here tonight. The Blue Hawks led 33-21 at halftime. Were really never threatened in the second half of play. Got out to a 42-29 advantage after three, and they go on to win. They play everybody on the bench here tonight. They win by the score of 61-35. The Hawks getting two players in double figures tonight. Cesar Tino had 15 points. Phil Hamburger had 14. The other scorers for St. Cecilia, Matt Kissinger had 6 points, 5 for Mike Hannon, 4 for Lance Schmidt, 2 for Jamison Esch, 2 for Chris Hartford, and 1 for Kevin Ryan. Blue Hawks hitting 10 out of 20 from the free throw line here tonight. SCOTUS shot only 4 free throws tonight. They were 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. They got 15 points from Grant Lom, 7 points from Derek Lom, 6 for Alex Bolte, 5 for Josh Spenner, and 2 for Levi Gasper. So St. Cecilia again wins it in boys play tonight. Final score of 61-35. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
This is the player of the game. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning. 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back at the Chapman Gym, the St. Cecilia girls came up short tonight to Columbus Scotus, losing by the score of 33-27. St. Cecilia boys winning over the Shamrocks by the score of 61-35. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS, and that girls' ball game tonight. Not a whole lot of offense. Libby Kissinger, Chanel Farmer came up with 7 points apiece for Hastings St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola, solid performance defensively tonight, came up with 4 points in the ball game. All candidates for our player of the game. For the St. Cecilia boys, a lot of offense here. Cesar Tino, 15 points. Phil Hamburger had 4. Matt Kissinger did a great job passing the ball tonight. Several assists in the ball game. Great job defensively. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for the St. Cecilia girls is going to be Libby Kissinger. She knocked down a three-pointer. She was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, tied for team honors with 7 points in the ball game tonight. And for the St. Cecilia boys, Cesar Tino is going to be our player of the game. Tino hit a couple of big three-pointers in the ball game tonight, had a couple of two-point field goals, and he was 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. So Libby Kissinger and Cesar Tino is going to be our players of the game tonight as St. Cecilia splits a couple of ball games with Columbus Scotus. Here tonight, the girls losing, the boys winning in the ball game here this evening. Stick around. We got the coaches' post-game show up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coaches' post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
St. Cecilia wins it tonight 61-35 over Columbus Scotus. The Hawks will get ready for Bishop Newman coming up on Saturday afternoon as head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, obviously you got to be happy with the performance tonight. Pretty good right out of the chutes.
Yeah, I thought our kids, one thing you look for is what type of intensity you're going to play with. And, you know, we had 12 kids in the ball game by the end, and I told the kids in the locker room we didn't drop off. You know, I didn't think at all when we went to our bench or any combination in intensity when we went on the floor. So, you know, overall good effort. You know, there's always those things you want to get better at. But for first night out, I was pretty pleased.
Sometime in a season opener, you got to kind of bottle that enthusiasm. A lot of kids enthused to get out there. And tonight you played from the opening tip.
Yeah, we did. You know, that tip right away from quick pass to Kissinger for a layup. And, you know, I think our kids are experienced and the quickness of the game right away kind of got to Scotus and, you know, got out to into a comfortable lead. And then I was surprised. Kids not allowing, you know, anytime that lead got back to about 11, they really, you know, hit a bucket or did something really well to give us a chance to stretch the lead back to 14, 15 points.
Wow, talk about your defensive effort tonight. Very impressed with that.
Yeah, I mean, we have to play great defense. Well, I can tell we're going to be okay offensively, but that's the only thing we talked about in the pregame. I wasn't worried about what they were going to do offensively because I knew they'd get out and run, and if I told them to make it 40 passes, they'd only made 2. So we had to play great defense, to give ourselves a chance. And with the athletes we got out there, there's no reason we shouldn't be contesting every pass.
You talked about it in the pregame show about this being a little bit different of a team that we've been accustomed to St. Cecilia. We saw the quickness tonight. We saw the speed out there. This is going to be a much quicker basketball team.
Yeah, it is. I think foot speed-wise, you know, I saw it on the football field all fall. I thought that's what was one of the keys, whether they're a lineman or a back. But then you come out there and you can't coach that. I mean, they can be in spots where you need them to be, but if they're there all the time, and they can make up ground if they make a little bit of a mistake. But, you know, discipline-wise, that's our biggest key is I didn't know how disciplined we'd be in our defense. I thought we'd be reaching and leaning a lot and what we call gambling, but we didn't gamble much. We just were there and got some nice contests on their wing entries, and I think depth-wise, we just wore them down because a lot of their shots were short.
You got plenty of offensive firepower, too. Cesar Tino came up with 15 points. Phil Hamburg with 14 in the ball game. Numerous guys have scored in this contest. No shorties of offensive punch, Coach.
Yeah, I think the kids shared the ball really nice. You know, there wasn't anything that I would say real selfish play. Once in a while, we dribbled the ball too much. And I think once they watched the film, they were trying to break down the whole defense by themselves instead of maybe breaking one guy down from the wing. But overall, I know that we got to do a lot better in our spacing. We got to do a lot better in our screening. You know, if we put our guys out in space, I mean, they're pretty tough one-on-one. So, you know, but overall, you're right. We do have a lot of weapons on offensive end.
Tell you what, like you said, St. Cecilia is shooting 51% from the floor tonight. We had you 23 out of 45. You held them to 42%. You out-rebound Columbus Scotus 24-22 in the ball game. So, naturally, just all grins all the way around. There's a few things to work on, but a very, very good start for St. Cecilia.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take a look at the film, and I'm sure, you know, we talk to the kids always about, you know, things that they need to do better when they come to the bench. And even at the end of the game, you know, a couple of kids go, man, we aren't checking out at all. We're just getting the rebound or I'm over dribbling the ball. So they know what they're doing offensively, and that's something we really want to get a lot better at, you know. And I know we just have one day to prepare for Wahoo Newman, so there's not a lot of teaching until Monday. But, you know, we talked to the kids, you know, come out, play, relax. And I thought that's one thing. I got to give our credit to our leaders, Phil Hamburger, Tim Skoke. They were captains tonight, and they did a great job of getting the kids just ready. They said, hey, it's a big game because we want to get off on the right foot. And so, you know, take that and build on it from here.
Coach, how important was it for you guys to come out of the gate and get out to a 20-9 first quarter lead?
Well, you're at home. You want the fans into it. Everybody's waiting for that first exciting play. You know, they're as anxious as we were coming out of that locker room. They really wanted to see, you know, what is this team like. And I've seen it in practice, you know, and I kind of warned you that the ball might be flying up high into the bleachers at time, but we will be exciting. We will outplay the opponent, you know, if we have that opportunity, because we got a lot of loose balls tonight that I was really proud of our kids. We've done a lot of loose balls drills, and it really paid off. The culture's there for this group, and I got to give credit to the seniors.
So, again, St. Cecilia wins it tonight 61-35 over Columbus Scotus. You get ready for Newman coming up this weekend. And if this is going to be the typical week. You've got, like we said in the pregame, you've got just tough game after tough game after tough game. Not many breathers on the schedule this year.
No, and that's a good challenge for our kids overall, because, you know, when you do have, you know, when you can go 10 to 12 deep, it really makes your practices intense. It also, you know, that kid goes out there, he isn't walking on pins and needles, but he's got to play well. He's got to perform. He's got to do the things we want, because we have someone there, right there. And there's kids that can be on the floor. You know, there's kids that on that second group that really played well. So you're right. We're going to Newman on Saturday, and I think you just look at the schedule, and it doesn't lend us any time to say, okay, this is a week we can work on something that, you know, or step back and take a step back. I think you do that. I think our schedule's tough, but everybody, you know, feels that their schedule's tough. And I just think if you do that, you challenge your kids, you get them ready in spurts, you get them ready by the holiday break, and then, you know, you get them ready for the conference tournament, then you get them ready for districts. And I think every week we're going to have a get-ready game.
Okay, congratulations on the win. Catch you down the stretch.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head man for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Blue Hawks win this one tonight by the score of 61-35 over Columbus Scotus. We'll come back and wrap things up right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
So the St. Cecilia girls drop one here tonight to get their season started. Final score of 33-27 to Columbus Scotus. The St. Cecilia boys roll early. Got out to a 20-9 first quarter lead, and they were really never handled here in the ball game tonight. Never really contested as they win by the score of 61-35. So that's the 2011-2012 season opener here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We've got more basketball coming your way tomorrow night. We'll try to get our first look at the Adams Central Patriots tomorrow night as they take on the Holdridge Dusters at the Patriot Gym. On the air with a pregame show at 5:45. Girls game will go at 6 o'clock with the guys to follow at 7:45. We'll have the action right here on 1230 KHAS. That'll do it for us here tonight from the Chapman Gymnasium. From my statistician, Gene Shaw, from my producer, back to the radio station, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.